Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
I feel like an absolute failure, said the mother of two young children, because I never accomplished what I set out to do. It's not only mothers who feel that way, but it is a fact that women today face challenges when it comes to time and meeting possibly unrealistic expectations. Do you ever pause and think about the number of young mothers who are confronted with situations for which they were never really prepared for? A girl graduates from high school with honors and goes to college. First, she picks a career. 4 years later, she graduates with high expectations she will make her mark in the world. She has majored in information technology or communications, literature, sociology. She knows how to analyze genetic codes. She can quote the leading authorities in her field and is ready to make her mark in the marketplace. She launches her career, then meets and marries the man of her dreams. Hey, wait a minute. She becomes pregnant and life has changed radically and drastically. Her career faces a major challenge. Things will never be like they used to be. Many women have discovered that trying to have it all in the same season of life is often unsatisfying and almost always exhausting. But when women, or now men, step out of their careers to care for children at home, they often bring their expectations of workplace efficiency with them. Life at home involves its own set of goals and expectations. Mom plans her day out, makes her list of what she expects to do, and then things don't go right. Life with little humans happens. Kids get measles, earaches, colds, runny noses. They get the flu. They throw up just as she's loaded them into the stroller to go do a round of never-ending errands. Her husband comes home to a messy house, and within the first 2 minutes of his arrival, comments on it. No wonder young mothers get frustrated. What mother hasn't cried thinking that her husband doesn't understand her care and wishes she is back in a quiet office? As my wife of some 57 years and I were talking about this very issue, she remembered that she, too, wondered if she would ever survive the three whom God gave us. Thankfully, today there are many more options for moms and dads to stay connected to their workplace and still invest in the lives of their young children at the same time. Hindsight is 20/20. Believe it or not, those small children are not forever. Someday you will look back and think, if I could only grasp those tiny fingers one more time. Raising a family for both a mom and a dad is one, if not your greatest, accomplishment in life. Children are your highest and best investments, which you grow to cherish long after the company you thought you would be with until retirement has gone broke, and your bonus, a reward for making your sales quota, has disappeared with your unrealistic expectations. As a young mother, you may want to downsize those lists of what you want to accomplish, and some way realize you are accomplishing what God wants. You're building something for a forever future. You are shaping a life a day at a time, one born in the image of God, with the potential to impact His kingdom. Never underestimate the importance of vesting yourself in the lives of your children. Who knows what your child may eventually do?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.